Today we will discuss chapter 1, text 23 up to 28, that before reading from the Bhagavad Gita, we will recap and try to remember what happened till now, and in the beginning of the first chapter. Dhritarashtra, he asks a question to Sanjaya about the events that took place at Kurukshetra. So, this chapter, you have four parts. The first part is the introduction and all the preparations of the war. That's from verse 1 to 13. And then you have the signs of victory, 14 to 20. And then Krishna and Arjuna appears. We discussed Krishna's Bhaktavatsala, verse 21 to 27. And then the rest of the chapter, from 28 to 46, these are Arjuna's doubts. He does not want to fight. So, in the introduction, in the beginning, that Sanjay, after hearing that question from Dhritarashtra, he describes how Duryodhan was using diplomacy, trying to solve a dilemma of encouraging Drona without insulting Bhishma and the others. Was a little delicate. So, because Bhishma, he blows then his conchal, you may remember, and this conchal means, Bhishma blowing the conchal means that Krishna is in control. Whatever happens, it's my duty, I will fight. Victory and defeat is up to Krishna. So that indicates the defeat already of the Kurus. And then you have a whole series of signs of victory. There's especially the sounds of the consoles of Krishna and Arjuna, which it is said in Bhagavad Gita, shatter the hearts of the sons of Dhritarashtra. And then Krishna appears. And what is Krishna doing? He's the chariot driver of Arjuna. And he reveals his quality of Bhakta Vatsali because he's serving his pure devotee. So, and Arjuna orders Krishna, put a chariot between the two armies. And then we come at text 23. So this section is the last section of Krishna as Bhaktavatsala. And then we will come to the first doubt of Arjuna at the end. That's text 23. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
I will read the Sanskrit and the translation in the purport. Yatsyamanam avekshaham yaitetra samakatha dhartarashtrasya durbhudir yudepriya sikirshava Yatsyamanam, those who will be fighting avekshya, let me see, aham, I, ye, who, ite, those, atra, here, Samagata, assembled, Dhritarashtrasya, for the son of Dhritarashtra, Durbude, evil-minded, Yute. In the fight, Priya, well, Sikirshava, wishing. Translation and purport for Isi, Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. So this is Arjuna speaking. Let me see those who have come here to fight, wishing to please evil-minded son of Dhritarashtra. Purport. It was an open secret that Duryodhana wanted to usurp the kingdom of the Pandavas by evil plans in collaboration with his father Dhritarashtra. Therefore, all persons who had joined the side of Duryodhana must have been birds of the same feather. Arjuna wanted to see them on the battlefield before the fight was begun, just to learn who they were. But he had no intention of proposing peace negotiations with them. It was also a fact that he wanted to see them to make an estimate of the strength which he had to face. Although he was quite confident of victory, because Krishna was sitting on his side. Now, let's see what is the purport or the commentary of Bhujan Prabhu. Now, just see what has happened. The armies are ready. The trumpets and bugles, drums have sounded. Everyone is completely excited, ready to fight. Arjuna has picked up his bow. In text 20, he is picking up his bow and is prepared to shoot his arrows. And suddenly he is saying, "Let me see." The whole battle is about to begin. And Arjuna, armed, says, "Let me see." So here is the first hint that Arjuna has some trouble. Still is feeling valiant, fearless, and ready to fight. So we'll see what's happening after that. Sanjaya Uvacha, Evamukto Rishikesho Kutakeshin Keshina Bharata, Senior Ubayor Madhye, Stapayitva Ratotanam. Sanjaya said, "O descendant of Bharat, having thus been addressed by Arjuna, Lord Krishna drew up the fine chariot in the midst of the armies of both parties." In this verse, Arjuna is referred to as Kutakesh. Kutakesh means sleep. One who conquers sleep is called Kutakesh. Sleep also means ignorance. So Arjuna conquered both sleep and ignorance because of his friendship with Krishna. As a great devotee of Krishna, he could not forget Krishna even for a moment, because that is the nature of a devotee. Either in waking or in sleep, a devotee of the Lord can never be free from thinking of Krishna's name, form, qualities and pastimes. Thus a devotee of Krishna can conquer both sleep and ignorance simply by thinking of Krishna constantly. This is called Krishna consciousness or samadhi. As Hrishikesh, or the director of the senses and mind, everything of every living entity, Krishna could understand Arjuna's purpose in placing the chariot in the midst of the armies. Thus he did so and spoke as follows. So here Arjuna is called Kutakesh. You have to be a very great yogi to conquer sleep. Like Srila Prabhupada was sleeping 3 hours a night, and the six Goswamis. also 2 hours that also Haridas Thakur, 2 hours. That's Gudakesh. So it means he was a pure devotee. Unless you are spiritually advanced, you cannot do that. That's the special source of Krishna, or Arjuna is controlling his senses. That also Krishna knew Arjuna's mind. He's asking, put the chariot between the two armies, but he knows what's going on in his mind, because he's as Bhagavan, he's expanded as a super soul in everyone's heart. So he knows his intentions, he knows its attachments, and he brings them right before Bhishma Dev, Drona, and all his family members. Therefore, Bhujan Prabhu says, yes, this indicates there is a problem, because he's asking to put a child between the two armies. Because in the previous verse, it is said he wants to see with those with whom he has to contend to fight with. He said all those who choose to be at the other side of the cause, they must be birds of the same feather, of the same evil intentions. About Krishna, his rich Rishikesh, he controls the senses of all living entities. But there is much more to say about that. But let's hear here what on this verse 24. First, what Bhujan Prabhu says, and then we can hear about Purnachandra Maharaj. Purnachandra Maharaj goes quite deep in it. First, Bhujan Prabhu. So, there are millions of people on the battlefield, armed and ready to fight. Arjuna is on one side, and he asks Krishna to drive his chariot in the middle. And where is Krishna? Where is Krishna driving the chariot? He drove it right in front of Bhishma and Drona, who are so dear to Arjuna, because Krishna is a plan. Krishna is called Rishikesh in this verse, which means one who controls all the senses. But now Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments that Krishna, although he controls everyone's senses, is now controlled by one of Arjuna's senses. Interesting. Because how is he controlling? How is Arjuna controlling Krishna? By the sense of speech. Because Arjuna is requesting him to put the chariot in the middle of the armies. So because of love, Krishna allows himself to be controlled by Arjuna's sense of speech. Although he's Rishikesh, the controller of the senses, Arjuna is controlling him with his sense of speech. By making a request, Arjuna is called Gudakesh. Gudak means the controller of sleep and ignorance. But there is also another meaning. Guda means also gur, the sugar that you eat, Indian sugar. It means sweetness. And Akisha, which are names representing Vishnu, Brahma and Shiva, the Gunavatar. So it indicates that Arjuna is receiving the sweet affection of Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. Interesting. And that they couldn't possibly counteract a person like Arjuna, who is by speech controlling the Parama Ishvara, Krishna. So one who receives sweet affection from the Gunavatars is called Gudakesh. It is another meaning. Prabhupada writes at the end of the commentary, "Thus a devotee can conquer both sleep and ignorance. This is called Krishna consciousness or samadhi." So that is how Arjuna conquered sleep and ignorance, because he was always thinking of Krishna. So we should follow in Arjuna's footsteps as Rishikesh, or the director of the senses of the living entities. Here is another interesting translation and commentation on the word Rishikesh by Prabhupada. In his Tika, Rishikesh as the director of the senses and minds of all beings could understand Arjuna's purpose in placing the chariot in the midst of the armies. Thus he did so, and therefore he spoke the following words. So here is Rishikesh knowing what is going on in Arjuna's mind, which is very interesting. Now, what is he doing? We have 40 miles of soldiers lined up and equipped on the Kurukshetra battlefield about this conquering of sleep. Sleep is ignorance. So we have to sleep. But Krishna advised him by what he thought to regulate it, to regulate our senses, especially the tongue. We don't eat too much, you eat too much, you have to sleep too much, and more ignorance. So we live a balanced life. Just we eat what we can digest. That if we eat too much, then sometimes you have to lie down, take rest. Ignorance. Anyway, it's all that. That's an important lesson. That we have to learn to try to conquer, to control the senses. We control the senses by using them in Krishna's service, but at the same time, we do that in a very regulated life way. Okay, go to text 25. Bhishma Drona Pramukhata Sarvesham Samayiksitam Vacha Partapashaitam Samavedam Krumiti. In the presence of Bhishma, Drona, and all the other chieftains of the world, the Lord said, "Just behold, Part, all the Kurus assembled here. As a supersoul of all living entities, Lord Krishna could understand what was going on in the mind of Arjuna." The use of the word Rishikesh in this connection indicates that he knew everything. And the word Part, or the son of Kunti, or Pritha, is also significant in reference to Arjuna. As a friend, he wanted to inform Arjuna, because Arjuna was the son of Pritha, the sister of his own father Vasudev. He had agreed to be the charioteer of Arjuna. Now, what did Krishna mean when he told Arjuna to behold the Kurus? Did Arjuna want to stop there and not fight? Krishna never expected such a thing from the son of his aunt Pritha. The mind of Arjuna was thus predicted by the Lord in friendly joking. Yeah. Says, in the presence of Bhishma, Drona, and all other chieftains of the world, the Lord said, "Just behold, Part, all the Kurus assembled here." So that's the commentary of Purnachanda Maharaj is very funny on this text. Well, very interesting, because he's going to clarify this son of Pritha, why that is calling Arjuna Partha, son of Pritha. So he brings a chariot right directly in front of Bhishma and Drona. He could have brought a chariot anywhere, but he knows that Arjuna is very attached to his grandfather. He loves him dearly. He used to sit on his lap as a child, and Bhishma would bless him with his hands. So he knows how attached he is to Bhishma and Drona, with his guru. He brings him directly before them. He does not only love them, but is also afraid of them, because he knows that they are the most powerful fighters of the entire battlefield. In order to incite Arjuna's confusion, which he knows is going to happen because he can sense that it is coming now, therefore he's Rishikesh. Therefore he says, just behold, Parth, all the gurus are assembled there. They are just gurus. They are not just gurus. They are Bhishma and Drona. Just see them. You wanted to see them, so now you can see them. Paschatan. Prabhupada mentions the word Partha, or son of Pritha, is also significant in reference to Arjuna. He wanted to inform Arjuna, because Arjuna was the son of Pritha, the sister of his own father, Vasudev. He had agreed to be the charioteer of Arjuna. He's saying that because you are part, you are the son of my father's sister. I've agreed to drive your chariot. But now, after seeing your kinsmen, you will soon give up your desire to fight. So what is the use of your seeing the armies? And here Prabhupada says that, now what did Krishna mean to behold the curse? Did Arjuna want to stop fight? Krishna never expected such a thing from the son of Pritha. Because you are the son of my brother's sisters, I've done this. So he's a charioteer. But now you are telling me to stop fighting? What is this? What shall I do? What is the use of my having come here all the way from Dwarka to fight for you? You are going to give up the desire to fight? So Krishna understood what was going on in his mind, and he says in the next verse, is 26-27. These are the last verses of this section. Tatra pashat stitam parta pitrin ata pitama ansaryam valnam batrin putram patram sakim stata svasuram suridaseva senior ubayorapi. There Arjuna could see, within the midst of the armies of both parties, his fathers, his grandfathers, teachers, maternal uncles, brothers, sons, grandsons, friends, and also his fathers-in-law and well-wishers. Purport. On the battlefield, Arjuna could see all kinds of relatives. He could see persons like Vrishrava, who were his father's contemporaries. That means Pandu's contemporaries. That's Vrishrava. Then grandfathers, Bhishma and Somadatta, another grandfather. Teachers like Dronacharya and Kripacharya. Maternal uncles like Salya and Sakuni. Brothers like Duryodhan. Sons like Lakshman. Friends like Ashvatam. Well-wishers like Kritavarma, etc. He could see also the armies which contained many of his friends. It's significant that all kinds of relatives are mentioned. So, the grandfathers, teachers, brothers, grandsons. And the text 27. Tam samiksya sakantya sarvam bandhum avastitam kripaya paraya visto visitam idam abravit. When the son of Kunti, Arjun, saw all these different grades of friends and relatives, he became overwhelmed with compassion and spoke thus. So here it's at kripaya paraya visto. Kripaya means by compassion. We will, the acharyas explain or give commentaries on that word kripaya. We will hear that here. So the word used in text 7:27 for compassion is kripaya. Kripaya. Now there is another word that means compassion or mercy. You know that other word? Yeah. There are many words for compassion. It's called daya or doya, daya. That jiva doya means compassion for all jivas, for all living entities. Jiva doya. There's a subtle difference between kripaya and daya. Daya is very general. One has compassion for everyone, and kripa is when mercy is directed specifically to certain individuals. So it's really related to its relatives here. That's an indication in the Sanskrit that it's Arjuna's problem. The word used is kripaya because Arjuna is feeling compassionate. He's feeling compassionate towards his specific relatives in front of him. Not in general for all the people who will have to die. Because he's realizing his relationship with them, Krishna has driven the chariot right in front of them. That's why Krishna did it. He knew that. Seeing his teacher and his beloved grandfather and so many people, his heart is trembling. So that is the introduction of the first 20 seven verses. This is section A, chapter 1, called Preparations for War. Now we will begin to hear about Arjuna's dilemma and what is on his mind. Now we will going to hear from verse 28, to verse 10 in the second chapter. There will be so many reasons that Arjuna gives why he does not want to fight. Five reasons in this up to text 10 in the second chapter. Now, on these two verses we just read, we have Purnachandra Maharaj's comment. Srila Prabhupada comments and gives examples for each of those categories. His purport. On the battlefield, he could see also the armies which contained many of his friends. Again, Krishna refers to Arjuna's parta. Oh, you want to see them? No, see them. O son of a woman, and now act like a woman, being sentimental and emotional, etc. Interesting. Text 27. So you have the word kripaya, compassion. Kripaya has the connotation of being merciful or compassionate to a certain set of known persons, but opposed to the word daya, which means universal compassion of all beings. So Arjuna's compassion here is for his relatives, and he's feeling overwhelmed, covered by his feelings. And paraya means very intensely, very much, from a higher grade. Visiddham means that while feeling lamentation for his sarva bandhu, that means his relatives, his bandhu, mitra and surit, they have different meanings. Bandhu meaning relative. So in all senses, and again he's referred to as Kauntya. So he's feeling compassion for his relatives in a fixed set, not Daya. Not a Daya of a great Sadhu who feels compassion for all beings. The Sadhu feels compassion for everyone. That now we will hear of Arjuna's first doubt. Text 28. And as the last verse we discussed today, the introduction of the doubts. Maybe we can repeat this verse together. If you can repeat the Sanskrit. Arjuna uvacha.
Arjuna uvacha.
Trishtvenam svaganam Krishna.
Trishtvenam svaganam Krishna.
Yuyutsam samupasthitam.
Yuyutsam samupasthitam.
Siddhanta mama gatrani.
Siddhanti mama gatrani.
Mukam sa parishushyati.
Mukam sa parishushyati.
So now, can also repeat a word for word. Arjuna vacha.
Arjuna vacha.
Arjuna said.
Arjuna said.
Tristva.
Tristva.
After seeing.
After seeing.
Imam.
Imam.
All these.
All these.
Svajanam.
Svajanam.
Kingsman.
Kingsman.
Krishna.
Krishna.
Oh Krishna.
Oh Krishna.
Yuyutsam.
Yuyutsam.
All in a fighting spirit.
All in a fighting spirit.
Samupasthitam.
Samupasthitam.
Present.
Present.
Siddhanti.
Siddhanti.
Are quivering.
Are quivering.
Mama.
Mama.
My.
My.
Gatrani.
Gatrani.
Limbs of the body.
Limbs of the body.
Mukam.
Mukam.
Mouth.
Mouth.
Cha.
Cha.
Also.
Also.
Parishushyati.
Parishushyati.
Is drying up.
Drying up.
Arjuna said, my dear Krishna, seeing my friends and relatives present before me in such a fighting spirit, I feel the limbs of my body quivering and my mouth drying up. Quote. Any man who has genuine devotion to the Lord has all the good qualities which are found in godly persons or in the demigods, whereas the non-devotee, however advanced he may be in material qualification by education and culture, lacks in godly qualities. As such, Arjuna, just after seeing his kinsmen, friends and relatives on the battlefield, was at once overwhelmed by compassion for them who had so decided to fight amongst themselves. As far as his soldiers were concerned, he was sympathetic from the beginning, but he felt compassion even for the soldiers of the opposite party, foreseeing their imminent death. And while he was so thinking, the limbs of his body began to quiver, and his mouth became dry. He was more or less astonished to see their fighting spirit. Practically, the whole community, all blood relatives of Arjuna, had come to fight with them. This overwhelmed a kind devotee like Arjuna, although it is not mentioned here. Still, one can easily imagine that not only were Arjuna's bodily limbs quivering and his mouth driving up, but he was also crying out of compassion. Such symptoms in Arjuna were not due to weakness, but to soft-heartedness, a characteristic of a pure devotee of the Lord. It is therefore said, Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavata kinshana svarkana statra samasti sura rav bhaktas kuta atma kunu anuratna siddhavto bhai. One who has unflinching devotion to the personal of God has all good qualities of the demigods, but one who is not a devotee of the Lord has only material qualifications that are of little value. This is because he is hovering on the mental plane and is certain to be attracted by the glaring material energy. Let's see, text 28. This is Buridan Prabhu. There are two words here. Mitani and Viparitani. Nimitani means causes and Viparitana means just the opposite. So the causes that he saw in front of him, what was going to happen was just the opposite of what he wanted to happen. He saw death of all his relatives. When one is about to engage in an activity that is going to bring exact the opposite of what one desires, is one going to feel encouraged to engage in that activity? If you know beforehand that exact opposite of what you want is going to happen, then there is no encouragement, no enthusiasm. One wants to quit. That is what Son Arjuna's mind and Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, explains in the purport. And this is very important, because Arjuna is going to give many reasons why he shouldn't fight, and they are all very religious reasons. They come from Shastra even. They are moral, they are good reasons. They are logical, but they are actually not religious. Because real religion is actually difficult to understand. Real religion and defining real religion is what the Bhagavad Gita is about. Prabhupada explains in the last half of the purport, Arjuna envisioned only painful reverses in the battlefield. He would not be happy even by gaining victory over the foe. The words Nimitani Viparitani are significant. When a man sees only frustration in his expectations, he thinks, why am I here? Everyone is interested in himself and his own welfare. No one is interested in the Supreme Self. Arjuna is showing ignorance of his real self-interest by Krishna's will. Because Krishna is the one who drove him right there. Once real self-interest lies in Vishnu or Krishna, the conditioned soul forgets this and therefore suffers material pains. Arjuna thought his victory in the battle would be a cause of lamentation for him. So therefore Arjuna was considering things only from his own point of view and not considering what Krishna wanted. And therefore his thought, his way of thinking is the cause of illusion. Here in the purport, right over here, Srila Prabhupada sums up the conditioned soul's predicament in the material world. Selfishly thinking about what I want and what's good for me, how that I can accumulate things, that will be mine, and no one is thinking about serving Krishna. Now Arjuna is thinking over here that I'm a Kshatriya. If I'm killed in this battlefield, what will happen to me? I will go to the sun planet. There on the sun planet I will enjoy. But I know that Krishna is driving my chariot. I know that I'm armed with such powerful weapons that I'm not going to be killed. So I'm not going to gain anything from this battle. And Arjuna's and Krishna's reply to that is, what do you mean? That you won't get anything? You get a kingdom. And Arjuna's reply to that is text 31. We will hear that later. I will just read the commentary of Purnachandra Maharaj on text 28. Now Arjuna starts to give his reasons for not fighting in the war, indicated in text 27, and now spoken directly in text 28 is his first reason. And this is compassion for his relatives. We will see him giving five reasons, and then Krishna will systematically counter all of these reasons one after another in his preaching in chapter 2 and 3 throughout the whole book. You can see directly in the next chapters. Prabhupada has commented such symptoms in Arjuna were not due to weakness, but due to his soft-heartedness, a characteristic of a pure devotee. He's a pure devotee, so he's feeling compassion. So, that in the purpose Srila Prabhupada mentions this verse from the Bhagavatam, Yasyasti Bhaktir Bhagavata Kinshana Savekna Tatra Samasti Sura Rav Bhaktasya Kutumat Guna Manorat Nasi Davatu Bahi. Says, yeah, a devotee develops all godly qualities, but the non-devotees, they have no good qualities at all. That's quite that's quite a statement, that only devotees have good qualities or godly qualities. The devotees of a materialist, they are all temporary qualities. They are all related to the body, having developed certain skills in life, certain capacities, that's being wealthy, rich, or it's all related to the body. And that there's no value, because we are not the body, but the teaching of the Bhagavad Gita, and we have to live soon the body. That for a non-devotee to hear that, that's shocking. No good qualities at all. That's why? Because you have the devotee and the non-devotee. The non-devotee, he identifies with the mind, and he becomes a slave of the mind and the senses, and he goes to one misery after another, because sometimes the mind is happy and is so-called happy, and sometimes the mind is not happy and there is depression and so on. That's identifying with the mind. And is hovering in these mental spheres, thinking that my happiness depends on the body, that and all my experiences through the body. But a devotee, he knows, he realizes I'm the spirit soul, and I can with my desire direct my intelligence and feed it with transcendental knowledge. And with that transcendental knowledge, that which is in essence means I'm a spirit soul, a spiritual being in this body, I direct the mind and the senses in such a way to act spiritually. And that acting spiritually is explained in Bhagavad Gita. That begins with understanding I'm not desiring the fruits, I'm not attached to the fruits. It's because of our attachment to the fruits of our actions that we become entangled. And we see Arjuna is attached to the fruits. One of his reasons he will give you, I will not be able to enjoy the kingdom, because I want to enjoy with my family members, but I'm going to kill them, so what's the use? I have no profit. I get the opposite. And he becomes frustrated. That is Arjuna's dilemma. But Arjuna is a pure devotee. But is a pure devotee, and at the other side is in illusion. That seems contradictory. And that we will explain next time, next verses. That will be explained, what's the position of Arjuna here.